Hey, real quick, seriously, do y'all think Beyonce and Jay-Z share a bank account? Do you think
I don't think there's an account big enough
to put it. Just,
yeah.
No, I'm saying like, because they probably got their own shit.
What does that even look like?
So many zeros. Yeah.
It's like, because he's worth 1.3 or some shit. She's worth like 600 million.
1.3 trillion?
Billion.
Billion?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that even look like? Like, how do you?
I'm saying like, you know how some couples, they like have a account, they put their money in to pay bills. Well, I think their bills different, but like than ours. But like, I just wondered, like, cause I got a $90 million house. Who name you think that on that? Jay?
Blue Ivy.
There's
Blue Ivy.
Really, you know, with that much money, there's a trust.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Trust. Like there's a trust. There's nothing.
They got a goddamn debit card. They don't have debit cards.
No, they do not touch debit cards. Nah.
They got cash.
Nah. They be feeding that little bitch Kraft mac and cheese.
They got tax ID numbers. Bro.
Right. Yeah.
They do
LLC.
Yeah, they do EFTs and shit like electronic fund transfer.
Right. ETFs.
Yeah.
EFTs,
ETFs, ETA,
yeah,
ECW.
Either way,
you do IT now. You want to come in here correcting niggas' abbreviations?
Hey, man, we got Lamar in the house, man. God,
yeah, LT,
goddamn Lamb Rod, Lamb Head, man, you crazy as hell.
What's up? What y'all want to talk about, man?
How you doing, bro?
Yo, listen, I'm doing okay. I'm doing
all right. You in New York still, right?
I'm in the town. Yo, the town is shut down. The town is shut down. Everything is, yo, listen, we
had to check his temperature when he walked in. I'm gonna fuck with these New York niggas and this shit, man.
I've been in the house since March.
I think I got a 16th. Fever. March 16th?
Think you got a fever?
I'm fucking with you. But March 16th?
March 16th, bro. The city has been shut down. Like,
that's about how long we've been in the house, right?
Yeah, I don't think
we haven't been doing anything.
we've been out every day.
Yeah,
but like we
when I say shut down, I mean like every.
I'm in food line today, and you know, I just don't wear a mask. I'm sorry, I don't.
Is it because
I mean I got one.
I just don't like wearing it.
I don't wear it. Shit's uncomfortable. It's like
if it's one of the ones we got from him, you can't breathe in there.
It bothers me.
That's the same thing I said.
And this little old white bitch gonna look at me. All I'm trying to do is get some cereal, bitch. Mind your business. You should really have a mask on. I hope you choke and die, bitch, before you walk out of here. I'm sorry.
But that's not a problem. I have more of a problem with people who they are going to the beach, the lake, they're, you know, doing shit like that. Oh my God, I can't wait for shit to open back up so I can get the fuck out now. Bitch, shut up. You the reason. Like, those people are the ones that get it. Right? Honestly, or that deserve it.
Now I think about it, I should have touched it.
Have you ever seen the videos of people like coughing on people?
Yeah, I've seen that video.
I'm knocking people the fuck out.
That's self-defense. Yeah. Everything that happened after that is self-defense. Right. Yeah, like, mostly Karens.
Yeah, mostly Karens.
They just coughing on people.
Yeah. Like, they'll get into an argument and be like, oh,
I got a head for you. I got a head for you.
I used to box. I can see you now knocking Susan the fuck out.
Yeah, listen.
Karen, whoever the bitch name is.
Susan got to go.
got to go.
Man. Got to go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, yo, honestly, yo, in the city, in New York City, things have been so, like, shut down. It's so crazy. Everything shut down. You can't even walk in nobody's store without having a mask on.
It's because, like, y'all fucked up.
Yeah, we fucked up.
Like, not you, but like, because it happened quick there. Like,
it's going to. They live on top of each other.
It's so crazy, like, how things started in Washington State. But when they talk about New York City and how the cases started rising.
It's like 5,000, like, yo, 3 days. Yo, when I was running, like,
I live by a hospital. They got these freezer trucks outside with bodies in them.
Yeah, they say about put meat back in them. And I was like, ooh, I don't want it.
Yo, listen, that shit was crazy.
Sweetest piece of steak, yeah, man. The sweetest piece of steak.
Hey, shout out to Durham, because they ain't open.
Steak with a sprinkle of pork.
Durham, no. Hey, Che, you still live in Durham. They're still on stay at home.
Yeah, the mayor said, yeah, y'all, I don't give a fuck what Roy Cooper said. Y'all niggas need to be in the house.
Right, nothing.
And I think the reason Durham is doing that, I really feel like the only reason they're doing that is because the crime rate is low. Like, they got this shit under control right now.
Yeah.
they opened this shit back up. Murder has been waiting.
As a former resident of Durham, I concur.
Nigga said, I've been waiting to kill that nigga. Bro, I can't do it right now.
But the issue is, the domestic violence rate is going up tremendously. Because this bitch won't shut the fuck up.
I think a cop much rather deal with a nigga choking his bitch than a nigga putting a bullet in a nigga head. MJ, you're a police officer. Okay. Would you much rather get we got a code 3233. That is domestic violence. Nigga just backhanded his woman. Yeah. Or we got a code.
Well, what did she do?
Or we got a code 1211. That's a dead body. Which one you prefer?
See, I'd rather take the dead body because that's I already know what's going on. I already know the paperwork I got to do.
I ain't got to decipher nothing.
Yeah.
Nah, you a detective. You going to have to catch a killer. Like,
I'm an officer. I'm a detective.
Case is going cold. Yeah.
Cold case.
Going solved all the time.
Yeah, they going solved
all the time. I'll take the dead body for 300 hours.
Easily. Like, I don't want to deal with that bitch.
Listen, let me tell you like this. Domestic violence has gone up, and it has gone up in my own
home. Your lady beating you.
Listen, domestic violence can go both ways. Listen, and this COVID thing, man, you got
a scar. Hey, send some money to Lamar.
COVID has brought everything out that you really want to hide. You can work 9 to 5, be away from your significant other for a little bit, and come back home. COVID canceled all that shit out.
Yeah.
You gotta be around each other 24/7.
So now you can't cheat. I'm not saying you specifically. I'm just saying like
the people,
niggas that have shifted to having to work from home.
So honestly, you really gotta be around your significant other 24/7. So if you are a person that's used to cheating, you can say like, all right, boom. I'm going to do a 9 to 5 and I got a work call or I got a meeting or a retreat. Ain't no meeting or no retreat. Those not happening more.
You're right.
Listen, your 9 to 5 has turned to 24/7, 365. Mm. What does that look like for y'all now? Right? Like, what does that look like? Y'all
work husband at home.
Yeah. You got your husband home and your work husband. And you can't see your work husband no more.
Now you texting him good morning. Your work husband, good morning. Like, I miss you.
Damn, good morning. I can't see you in person no more. What?
And that's when the bitches start getting knocked the fuck out. Like, yeah. We canceled. I'm sorry. that was the one.
Yeah, we did.
I can't say the bitch can get. Nah, she.
Yeah, that definitely was.
That's OD.
Nah.
That's OD.
Why? All right, some of these bitches is no. I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Lamar, your old lady working from home.
My old lady working from home.
And you're working from home,
and I am.
Like, how has that been? Because like we're both still working, but I'm still going to work.
Nah, see, listen. We in the same space. The tension gets crazy. Like, because let me tell you, right? So, boom, you working the office. Shit fire, no coronavirus. Y'all niggas is going to work 9 to 5. Y'all see each other at the end of the day. Now you gotta be together, right?
It don't give you a chance to miss her.
Yeah, right. That's a whole nother ball game. So let's get back to the point where you already getting complaints like, yo, we don't spend enough time together. We always working. We always on the clock, 9 to 5. You 9 to 5, I'm 9 to 5. She just graduated from her master's program. Mm-hmm. Now she's really looking. I'm going into my master's program. So my time is like limited. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, yo, how do we figure out time? You get what I'm saying? And then COVID bring y'all together. So it ain't like I can say like, nah, I ain't got time right now. It's like, yo, if I say I ain't got time right now, I got to be showing her that I ain't got time right now. You know, like I can say like, babe, from 5 to 6 or 5 to 7, I'm busy. What that look like for you? She looking at me like, yo, 5 to 7, you was just on your phone from 5 to 7. What you mean you busy?
So here's my thing though. So
talk to me.
What did you tell her to get down here? What did you tell her to get down here? You on a business trip.
Oh no, nah, ain't no business trip. I'm with the fan.
Okay,
I'm coming on a podcast. I'm with the fam. I'm coming on a podcast. I mean, like,
this episode is sponsored by Roundtable.
I'm on a podcast. Like, yo, listen, I look. Those are the things you got to communicate. Because even with, sometimes, let me tell you, with shorties, sometimes when you communicate, they still don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? That's, I get that all the time, you know?
I think Chad, as a married man, can attest
Chad
to that.
Can, yo, listen, nah, Chad can attest to
but,
that.
But, sometimes
it's also, legal in this state now.
Sometimes it's also better to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission, because it's going to be the same outcome either way. So like, why stress yourself out trying to do what you're going to do either way when it's going to be the same result?
Yo, but you know what I mean? But it shouldn't even get to that point, though.
You're right.
It shouldn't even get to that point because let me tell you like this: my shorty, she can never. It's never been a time where she ever came to me said like, "Yo, babe, I'm about to go do that," or "Babe, I'm about to go do this." Or tonight's about to be this.
And we catch your attitude.
You listen, I would never catch attitude. Go.
Don't come back.
Do that.
Don't come back.
Now I'm playing.
And even in the event that I got to be involved, I'm like, yo, listen, what's up? What you need me to do? You can never. Sometimes they don't get that. The reciprocation is not the same.
So let me tell you, like, how
Justin,
shit is
what's
for me.
The word?
Yeah.
What's your word?
Reciprocity. Let me tell you how shit is for me. So you and your lady, y'all are both at home working. Right. Ooh, you know, tensions are high.
Yo, listen.
So for me, and I'm going to work and she's at home. But here's the problem. While she's at home, it's like she's just like gathering all her bullshit.
Oh yeah. That shit pulled together.
To hit you when you walk in the door. Just
can't wait till you walk in the
door. Going through the trash can. What the fuck?
I got something. I got something for him.
He ate the glass goddamn banana.
So I just feel like while she's at home every day, like even though she's working, like shit just cooking.
Pulling up.
Yeah, I mean,
she's just
cooking up.
Have you ever asked her, like, can you give me like an hour or two to settle in?
I do that when I go shit.
That is
like my time. You know what I mean?
I always FaceTime you and you hold the phone right here. I'm shitting.
That's always time.
That's my place of solitude.
Yo, that's crazy, man.
Poor toilet.
Place of peace.
So my thing is like, never mind. We'll talk about
usually my legs fall asleep.
Yeah, I can't sit on toilet that long.
They
man.
Always fall asleep.
Yeah, toilet seat done imprinted on my ass. So shit just gets difficult.
it's not easy being in that position.
You feel me?
It's
though?
Not easy. Man.
So here's the thing. So which brings up. So you got a New York woman.
Yeah.
You got a North Carolina woman.
Right.
Y'all both lived in both places.
We both know the same things about both types of.
What's the difference? The
difference is, right? So with a New York shorty, she gonna let you know what's up. She gonna let you know how she feel about it. She gonna let you know that it ain't right. And even if you feel like, I promise you, right? If 2 + 2 = 4, she gonna tell you like, nah, that ain't how the things work. You might feel like that shit right in your book, but it ain't right in my book. A North Carolina story, you're gonna be like, yo, listen, I understand.
That might have been a North Carolina shorty back in 2012.
Yeah, that's a fact, though. You know what that was? That was a North Carolina shorty back when I was single and living a life. But right now, I don't know. Chizzy, tell me. Let me tell you what I experienced, right? My woman, she independent. She can go get her own. She can do that. But she don't need you. She don't need me, but... We know that we don't need each other. So we trying to cultivate something that is going to be in a space where like, all right, we don't need each other. I can be okay without you. Mm-hmm. You can be okay without me. What can we bring to the table and make this work on a way that we collaborate and making things work? You know, mm-hmm. at some point, you got to be adults about it. It really, the emotions is good and all that. Everybody can be emotional and lovey-dovey and all that. But what are we doing? You know, like 10 years from now, can you see yourself being with me in this space? Mm-hmm. Can I see that same thing? You know, like.
King?
You know what's so funny, bro? You know what's so funny? Just the thing is that you got to consistently ask that because things change. Things change.
So one day you might be like, I don't want her. And then next day you be like,
that's a fact.
This ain't that bad.
That's a fact. Yeah, yeah. Yo, that's a fact. And she says the same about me. Like, it's like days I be like, well, babe, today is not my day. Like, I really don't understand why we sitting here right now. And she'll say the same. And I'll say the same back though.
So you communicate that?
We communicate that heavily.
So the problem is, she wants the communication. Like, women love communication.
You gotta, yo,
but key, hear me out, Lamar.
Communication is key.
If I look at my old lady and say, look, I ain't in the mood today, all right? Leave me alone.
See?
Let me relax. Let me chill. When I'm back leveled, you know, we can have a conversation.
It's fucked up. But
I can't do that. That alone will ignite the issue. You know what I mean?
As much shit as I just talked just now about us having those conversations, some days, and when I say that shit,
it's a riot.
Riot.
No, I'm saying a right, like right hook.
A right hook. Nah, you better thought that bombs over Baghdad, bro. Yo, listen, it'd be certain days we good, and then certain days it'd be like, yo, listen, you say the wrong thing.
I've seen instances where Chad say the most simplest shit, and it's the worst fucking thing you could have possibly said. And I'm sitting there like,
it's fucked up.
Because we live together. I'm like, what are you doing wrong?
It's not because what he said, it's because you're there.
You think so?
I think she hates you.
Yeah, probably.
Yo, let me tell you something. A nigga just told me like not too long ago. He said, yo, listen, you got to cultivate the type of life that your fiance or your significant other wants. Like, girls sometimes want that man to say, like, listen, this is what it's going to be. This is how it's going to be. It's going to be this way. But I really don't agree with that. That's the fucked up part about it. Like, girls, man.
And that's why I'm single. Yeah. Because I don't believe that either.
It's hard for me to.
It's real hard to come to a common ground.
Because just feel like I want my way.
The common ground is not. But there's no compromise.
You don't want to compromise. And then most dudes, dudes compromise way more than women do.
Bro, I'm a firm believer in.
I try, but then after a while, I'm like, this bitch annoying.
I'm a firm believer in 75% of men are passive in relationships.
Yeah.
Lamar, think of yourself honestly in your relationship. Like, you will do everything in your power to avoid the argument.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
I say is, like, yo, listen, shit can be going down in the drain right now. I'd be like, yo, listen, what can we do to make this better? What can I do right now? What can you do right now as an adult to make this better?
Well, I'm the same way.
That don't work, though.
It don't. It because work. If it's what can you, if you ask her what she can do,
she gonna why be like, is it me? It should have been, you should have been doing your thing.
And see, like, my thing is like,
we could have been doing better.
Because I don't like to argue. I'll be like, look, I'm sorry.
14 girlfriends.
I
fucked up. What can I do to make this better?
Type shit. That's what I'm saying.
We need to discuss that. No, why? Just tell me what to do and we move past it.
No, they want to talk about it for 4 days first.
But that's what I'm...
Let's beat the dead horse first.
That's what I'm bringing to you.
You say that, they're going to be like, yo, listen, but why you ain't do it this way? But you want to be sorry now, you apologize. You accepted your own responsibility, but now you want to be like, why you ain't do it like
and,
that
and you
in
know
the first
what I,
place?
What
why
I
you
found
ain't
myself,
do it like that in the first place?
I don't know if this is the same for you, Lamar, but what I find myself struggling with is, all right, let's say there's a particular... no, fuck you. Let's say there's a particular situation, right? And she was like, well, you know, you should have did it this way. And then I say, I don't think like you. And then it's a problem. But when it's the flip side, and you say, well, I thought of it this way. And she says, I don't think like you. You guess you just got to suck it up.
What you got to do is, now you don't got to suck that shit up. You got to like understand that at the end of the day, you guys are individuals. Like, my nigga, it's no way. And this is one thing I keep getting at my shorty. It's like, yo, it's no way the way you think is going to be the way I think.
Exactly.
It's no way. The way I think, listen, my shorty, if me and her arguing, the world is ending. If me and my shorty arguing, what I think is like, hey, we arguing.
We'll get by this.
It'll take us 5 minutes. In my mind, I'm like, yo, we can decide right now to see, like, what can we do to make this better? You know? Yeah. That's what I think. My shorty thinks like, oh, the world is ending.
Because the thing is, y'all can dead it right now, but it's going to be 4 days later.
It's not about dead it, though. You got to address.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all address it, but then 4 days later, you know, I think it's funny how, and then you like,
oh, well, it ain't right. funny. It wasn't funny, funny when we talked about it. Funny.
So I've said this a lot of times on the podcast. For me, it's the 5x5 rule. I live by
it's the 5x5.
If the shit ain't gonna matter in 5 years, I'm not spending more than 5 minutes on it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not.
Listen, I'm not. Podcasters, yeah. You cannot see what I'm doing, but I am dapping him up.
Look, I'm just saying, if what we're talking about right now won't affect us, but her thought process is, it's these small things that add up.
Oh, no, don't do
they're,
that.
They're going to add up. Yo, you know what I mean? And I'm like, that's look, like, let's spend 5 minutes to address that small shit man. So it doesn't add up.
That kills me, man.
I'm not trying to sweep it under the rug. Let's come to a quick, amicable, you know, resolution and put it behind us. Let's move forward.
That kills me, man.
She sees small that as you don't care. Man. You don't want to address the issue. You're just trying to sweep it under the rug and forget about it.
You know what it is?
Blase, blase, that he say, she say. Yo, you oh, gotta, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my shut goodness, man. That kills me. You got to have those conversations, man. You got to have those conversations.
What they need to realize is I just found a new website called skipthegames.com. And I'd rather pay $40 than to deal with your shit.
I don't agree with that.
I'm joking.
Yo, listen, Joe, you gotta have those conversations. Cause
I
man. Got
like I can't waste the mediocre dick I have now.
Yo, Justin, like, I would say, like honestly, bro, honestly, you are in the best space that you can be.
Right.
And I tell you that because
he got honestly, all the dudes shit. Waiting for him.
What?
You got what?
Hold on.
I'll fuck you up. Like,
I said, why y'all so aggressive?
Yeah,
we beefing. We beefing.
Oh, yo, listen, podcasters, they're beefing. They're beefing.
Pause.
Yo, listen, you in the best space of your life, my nigga. No, he's not.
And I'm gonna tell you why I disagree.
Why?
Go ahead.
I want to hear this.
Dude. The shit we're dealing with now, Lamar.
I look at
old couples, and I've talked to old couples, and a lot of them, the same shit we're dealing with. Guess what? The first 5-7 years of their relationship.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. By the time we're mid-30s, we gonna been done, hopefully, move through all the shit, and we're in a different phase
keyword,
of our relationship.
Keyword
it's gonna be when you're in your mid-30s, you're gonna be at the helm of this new relationship shit.
Yeah. No, what's gonna happen is, if I don't find something by 35... I'm getting another cougar bitch.
Yo, Justin,
46.
Let me tell you something, bro. Do not feel bad about 30. Yo, listen, 35. Listen, if I was in your situation, not to say I wish I was. If I was in your situation, it would be that's lovely, bro. You are in the prime time right now. Like you get to decide how your life is turning. Mm-hmm. I'm in a situation, right? And it's not a situation. It's something that I enjoy being there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, absolutely.
But sometimes this motherfucker get on my nerves. My girl get on my nerves sometimes. That motherfucker, hell.
It's crazy because, like, y'all at a point now where y'all in a situation where, like, y'all girl getting on my nerves. And, like, I value peace and quiet.
That's you know the thing, what I mean? Man.
Like, I value peace. But also, I want y'all to understand, too, this relationship shit ain't new to me. Not saying it's
yeah,
new
to no, y'all. I know. I was in a
9-year relationship at one point, and I'm 31 years old.
And that's I still don't think that really counts.
Nah.
The latter part counted.
I agree.
Not the early part. You know what I'm saying? So the last 5 years.
I can tell that he understands.
I definitely understand.
I can tell that he understands. That's what I can feel like.
I just don't care.
I feel like you'll gain more from a 1-year relationship living with a woman than that 9-year relationship you
have. I don't agree.
I'm not moving with the bitch until she proposed.
I don't agree with that either. No,
look, y'all seen you ain't been on social media, but it was a bitch that like proposed to her nigga in front of her niggas.
That was in front of his niggas. That was Chrissy and Jim Jones, right?
No, bro. Like this was like yesterday.
Same shit.
Same shit. Like nigga out with his boys eating, like they set it up.
Yo,
like,
you know so crazy though? And that's the standards, you know?
Is that emasculating?
It's really it honestly. Is.
Don't do that. Especially not in front of my nigga. Yeah. Do it in the house.
Do it in the house. You ain't about to propose to me.
Yeah, don't propose to me in front of my nigga.
Yeah, so. I don't know.
Because I can hear y'all now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this nigga here. Like, yeah, you want to applaud it, like secretly.
Yo, Chad, I'll tell you one thing, though. One thing is, like,
I'm changing my last name.
Thing I heard earlier was, like, when you're going into the engagement, you're asking somebody else's father, right? For their daughter's hand in marriage and all that bullshit. That's just bullshit.
I'll shoot him a text.
Yeah, shoot him a text. Yeah, you shoot him a text. Whatever it is. The responsibility. And I never thought about it like that. You know, so crazy. I never was taught. I was just like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to do that because I want to do this. But what you're really doing is saying like, yo, pops, I'm taking your daughter off your hands. She's not your responsibility no more. I never thought about it like that.
I'm clapping her cheeks now.
Yeah, I mean, I've been clapping her cheeks. But, I mean, the cheeks getting clapped was already done. But what's happening now is like, she's not yours to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And that's crazy. I never thought about it. Like, it was always like
basically financially, emotionally, everything. Yeah, everything.
That she ever had to come to her father for, she can come to me now.
Because you're daddy now.
Yeah, big facts. Daddy with a Z, nigga. What are you talking about?
Daddy. You Zaddy?
Dazzy.
I'm saying.
I'm Zaddy.
Zazzy?
Yeah, the fuck you talking
I'm daddy.
That's what she called me. I'm saying. To keep it 100, that's crazy, though. You know, so you gotta really think about that shit.
Look,
I love Future, by the way.
I wanna. He called her. I'm not trying to change the.
Future gotta pay $53,000 in child support every month.
$53,000 in child support.
$53,000 a month.
He could do that. That ain't shit.
He got nine.
He probably got one kid.
It's his fault though. He took the bitch to court.
She asked for $400. She asked for $400. She asked for
$400 what?
Dollars.
She asked for $400.
I still love the nigga though.
He told her take me to court.
He should have told himself, bitch, don't get too comfortable. That shit crazy. Like,
you know what the problem is, and I hate to change the tune of what we're talking about, it's time for, like, you know, we oftentimes bellow on women and, you know.
I want y'all to know I love you bitches.
Make women the bane. I love you bitches too. But the thing is, we have to be men. Yeah. Lamar, as we would say, we gotta stand on that one, right?
Sure. Like, to be real, these niggas is in this room right now. Like, we joke a lot. We say bitch and shit. We don't mean it.
You say bitch.
I say bitch a lot. I don't mean it. I would never call you a bitch to your face unless you deserve it.
Bitches, I would never call you bitches.
We're upstanding gentlemen, and we'll do anything to keep y'all safe and to keep y'all, like, to keep y'all, period. Because y'all love fucking love bitches. Like, I'm going back. I'm talking again.
Either way, what I was getting at is we need to be
what?
Men.
Yes.
Like, and men as in a loaded, like, men all around. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to somebody last week. You know, I've been on this whole social media fad shit. So I've just been doing different shit to occupy my time. And one of it is like...
And one of them is not running, right? Motherfucker. One
of it is talking to... I don't pay Justin no mind. One of it is talking to people. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to somebody last week and, you know, he hit me with some shit like, you ever heard of the shopping cart? What? Mm-hmm. The shopping cart. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? He said, well, there's a thing called the shopping cart effect. And he said, what that is, is... Like at your local grocery store, your food line, your Walmarts. These stores provide you a luxury of being able to use a shopping cart, you know, so you can shop comfortably, whatever. And they don't specifically ask you to put that shopping cart back to where it's supposed to go. What measures a man is what you're doing when nobody is watching. Are you going to put that shopping cart back? Or you just gonna park the shit in the parking space right beside you?
Mm. Depends on that day.
You follow me? Like, yeah. So, and that's really, that's what measures a man. Like, what do you do when nobody is looking?
My football coach called that character. And, like, it
comes down to character.
Measures him to a certain level. And you know what? I was at Food Line today. I was texting MJ. I was going to meet up with MJ. And
you want some meat?
Nah. I went to Food Lion, went inside, you know, got what I needed to get, came back and sat in the car. And I was just watching what people were doing. Like, people come out, and of course, some people came out with their shopping carts, parked it on the car right beside them. You know what I'm talking about? Like, shopping cart scraping the bumper beside them. Mm-hmm. Some people walked the cart back to where it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't abuse the luxury that was given to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I noticed one thing. This one black dude, he put a shopping cart up. And there was an older white guy. He was a little bit handicapped, struggling to get to where the shopping cart was supposed to go. And after that black dude put his shopping cart up, he went to that dude, took his shopping cart from him, and put it in that area.
That's humility.
That's a true measure of a man.
Yeah.
It really is.
Humility, like, man. Yeah. Humility.
Because there's people in the world right now who will see that same situation and think about what's going on in the bigger picture of the world and just be like, fuck that white man and just leave him.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. But at the end of the day, some of us, you know, and I'll be honest, like, I'll use myself for example. I'm going to put my shopping cart back.
I wouldn't help him.
But, you know, and it's not that you don't want to help him. It's you're not conscious. It's not in your conscious to see what's going on around you and help those who need to be helped.
And another thing is, just like, yo, like, your character should not depend on the state of anything. Like if I'm going to help you, I'm going to help you regardless of what's going on in the world.
So, but
that is the shopping cart effect. Like,
that's what it is.
Put that shit in your top pocket and take it with you.
Yes, sir.
Here's the thing, though. There's, coming from where I come from, I'm from the country, of course.
Yes, sir.
A lot of racism. So, I'm the type, I try to help people at all costs. But then there's sometimes where people come to, like, you try to help people, and they're like, man, get the fuck out of my face. What the, you know? Mm-hmm. So, he's like, you know what? I ain't helping nobody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying me personally, but I'm saying I've seen it. Because I still try to help. I put my card up at Food Lion. My mom work at Food Lion. You know what I mean? MJ working Food Lion, he still get carts to this day, and he wears a tie to work. You know what I mean? So I try not to leave my cart everywhere, because if I hit a goddamn cart, I'm going to be mad. You know what I mean? So
it just boils down to, what are you doing? Nobody's watching. Goes back to Bob. Let's go back to your Bible, MJ.
Your Bible.
God talked about it.
You spit a Bible verse every day, don't you? Yeah. Like, you know.
God talked about it. Like, God gives man what? Free will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To make decisions. He gave you the luxury of life.
Yeah. And what you do
is what you do with it is up to you. He's going to give you free reign. It's the same shit with the shopping cart that Walmart provides to you.
Shopping cart effect. That's
the shopping cart effect, bro. Mm-hmm.
What you going to do?
Justin, I want you to
that's almost like the butterfly
effect. I want you to let that resonate.
No, the butterfly effect is when they, never mind.
It's when you fuck some up in the past and you fuck up the future or something. What kind of shit?
I got whatever you do. What kind of butterfly you got? You got a butterfly tattoo.
I got a butterfly. I got a butterfly for you.
Hell yeah, go ahead, man.
Back to bullshit.
Last butterfly.
Doja Cat.
Oh, last butterfly I seen. No, I'm joking. That
oh, I said, oh,
that
oh.
Butterfly seen that she was slapping.
She had to be big.
No.
She was.
Your way. You went to prom with her.
See? Look. See, look. Shot fire.
I thought he was talking about you fire. The whole time. I was like, damn, Chance.
He might.
But no, Doja Cat basically said, what'd she say? She said, I'm
half black, but I hate black people.
I hate being black. And I don't like Knicks. And couple that with then your boy, said
Joe Biden.
That nigga said, "Look, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black." Basically,
if you really sitting here wondering if you should choose between me or Trump, you're not black.
So my
is that a problem?
That is a problem.
You as a white man, how you gonna tell me what to do?
It's bigger than that. Right.
As a black man.
Is it bigger than that?
I'm going basement floor.
You're not.
I'm going basement floor. I got the foundation laid down.
The elites.
They think that you should be Democrat.
The elites, they use our race to exploit us.
I think both sides do.
What did Donald Trump do?
Donald Trump is talking about building the HBCU.
Of course he is, because he's
trying to. Exactly. They're both pandering.
Exactly, because he used the hate for Mexicans and Muslims to get elected.
But now he's going to use the HBCU to win again. Think, bro. Trump what?
2020. No, I'm bullshitting.
That's not a but campaign. Listen,
that's what I'm saying. Like what Joe Biden said is a clear reflection of how the Democratic Party views or what the Democratic people. Party think of black people.
I forgot to tell y'all, we had Dr. Chumar Johnson on.
I'm just saying, bro. Like y'all,
I feel like
niggas. Punani.
By no means am I saying
because that wasn't his exact words either.
It wasn't, but that's what he insinuated.
Exactly, but I mean, I get what he's saying.
Hey, hold on.
What is he saying?
My thing is, if you think we're reading too deep into it, and that's the first thing we jump to, it's somebody thinking way, way deeper than us.
All right, so answer this question.
And we talk about nonsense the whole time.
If this is Obama saying the same shit, would you feel the same way?
Don't get me started.
Exactly.
Don't get me started.
You hated Obama?
I didn't. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear this.
I don't hate Obama. I don't hate anybody. I don't think any politician is nothing.
You think Obama didn't do anything?
I don't think anybody did anything.
Bro, politics ever. Is bullshit, bro. That's what
if you become whatever. Oh, I'm going to change. No, you become a part of the system.
Do you understand how presidency works?
Yeah, there's just a figurehead.
And yeah, he doesn't have any power, really.
Runs everything.
Only person that's had power is Donald Trump somehow. Orange I don't know face. How he's gotten it, but he's the only one I've seen. Face. Say what?
I call him Orange Face.
Same shit. But that's what I'm saying. But answer my question. If somebody black said the same thing Biden said.
Got the liquor store closed early out here.
Like,
it's a difference because they're black.
They so, because there's a black man.
You know yes. what being black is.
Yes.
As a white man, yes. you don't know what being black is.
So I don't feel like he is.
So yeah, Justin, is,
you invited him to the cookout like 4 years ago, but now he ain't.
Joe Biden?
Yeah. Not you personally. I'm saying. Jenkins invited Joe Biden to
MJ,
the.
MJ, are you a Trump supporter?
Yes.
I'm not an anybody.
He got a red MAGA hat on.
Do
right
you
now.
Support Obama?
I don't support anybody.
Why don't you support Obama if you're black?
I don't support anybody. Anyone.
Why not?
Because
are you a Democratic or a Republican?
I'm not anything.
Why not?
They're because all full of shit.
Yeah, all
did,
of them.
Did you vote last time?
Your employers have benefited Diddy off of Barack Obama. Me. Your employers, the people that work for you have benefited off Barack Obama.
So they haven't.
You have benefited off Trump.
I have benefited off Trump over a pandemic. If Obama
you
was
benefited off Trump before that,
how so?
You haven't seen the difference in your paycheck.
Are you a
when Trump came in and cut the percentage for taxes? You saw that?
No, I did not see that.
Well, too bad
because you got direct deposit and you don't look.
Trump, exactly. First of all,
exactly.
You guys fuck with Trump?
I don't care about
you guys
politics.
Like
no. My,
I don't
no.
politics.
This is my problem.
What's your thing? Talk to me.
This is my problem. Yeah, but, like I just fucking I hate black people.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that like
that no Barack, no, no, no that think because they are black, they have to be Democrat. I want if
see
if
nah,
no,
that,
no, listen,
I don't agree with
if,
that
if,
either.
If you're Democrat, I'm with you on that one. If you're Democrat, that's fine. But give me a political stance. As to why you chose to be Democrat, don't give it this race bullshit.
What's your political party?
We don't have.
He
one.
Just became a citizen.
I'm a registered independent.
You're registered independent
because so I can vote, and I feel like all people should register as independents. You should. You should because you if you register as a
why
Democrat,
do you think what you say is right?
Now? I don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like
no, because you got a chance. A lot of times when you make your point, you think. You're the only one
no,
right.
No, it's my opinion. I never said I was right. No. At no point did I ever say I was true and correct.
You should. You said you should register as an independent.
I feel that you should register as a registered independent.
I think everybody black should be a Democrat.
Why?
He didn't want an argument.
Why? I've never said I was right. I've never said I was right. This is me giving my opinion.
I can be told
everybody black should be a Democrat.
My problem is what if in the next primary election all of the Democrats that you know is on the ballot list for you because if you register as a Democrat you can only vote Democratic.
That's
right?
Not true.
In the general election you can vote either or. In the primary and local elections, if whatever you register as, that's the ballot sheet you get.
Gotcha.
Right. What if somebody on the Republican side has a platform that caters more to you. You have just nulled and voided yourself from being able to vote for that person because you chose to register as a Democrat.
Half the people that are our color don't even know what Republican, Democrat, Independent, Liberal, Conservative. They don't know what that means.
So that's a problem, Lamar. Yeah. You don't see that as a
it
problem.
It is a problem.
I feel like Martin Luther King messed everything up.
You don't see that as a problem?
It's a problem. But at the same time, though, I know as a black person that I will be better off voting Democrat.
Because the Democratic platform is worded to cater to you.
It's not about worded. It's about
action. It is about worded.
It's about action.
What action? What action? What
you voted for Hillary Clinton.
Obama has never done that for you.
I'm not saying that.
You voted for Hillary Clinton. Bill
Clinton has never done that.
I've never said that.
He hasn't.
So,
he
what are you
the
saying?
Worst. He locked up more
people. I'm talking about
Bill Clinton was a part of the mass incarceration of blacks.
What are you talking about? Now I'm talking about precedents.
He locked up.
What are you talking about, Lamar?
So what George Bush do?
Michael Jordan has been a part of the mass incarceration.
Every president. Every president.
I'll show you after.
Every president, whether it's Democrat or Republican.
I know that Jordan too.
Yeah. Hear me out.
Jordan too.
Every president, whether it's Republican or Democrat,
there's been a lot of presidents. Now y'all want to be either awesome did, like,
has either did something to benefit us or did something that wasn't necessarily in our favor. Every last one of them. I don't think there's ever going to be a time where you can wholeheartedly agree with one party 100%.
Definitely,
you can't.
So you, what should a black guy? So boom, right? I want to ask you, right? As a black person in America that doesn't know anything about any political nothing, that wants to vote for their people advancing.
Who's their people advancing?
Black people advancing. What should they vote? Should they vote Republican or Democrat? Who has their best interest?
It depends on what's going on. Here's my
thing. It does. That's too much.
I got a question for you that's going to fuck you up. Right?
It's not. It's just...
Would you prefer to have a government that runs the country, or do you prefer to have a government that allows you to run the country?
I prefer a government that is going to take my word to heart as a person.
Well, you don't want any government.
So answer the question. It's a clear-cut question. Do you want to be a part of a system that allows you to run the country as the taxpayer that's paying them? Or do you want to be a part of a system where the government says, you know what? Y'all pay us. We got it. We'll run this shit. Answer the question. Just answer the question.
I want to be a part of the system that makes sure that the American people are getting what they deserve.
So by you saying that, you would agree that you should be able to affect the decisions that the politicians make.
First of all, I'm asking.
You're the taxpayer.
I am.
You are paying these motherfuckers in Capitol Hill. You're paying these motherfuckers that's sitting in D.C.
I'm gonna tell you like this, right?
Are you paying them to make decisions on your behalf, or are you paying them to hear what you're saying?
Listen, and
use what you're saying to make the decision.
Government was created.
Can you pick one?
He's trying to bully you.
I'm asking you to pick one. I'm asking you to pick one because you know what? The Democratic Party, their belief is that the government should run the country.
You just became a citizen last week. You really?
You keep saying that.
Yeah, no, because you,
bro,
you haven't voted ever. You had never voted.
Okay, so that means I don't understand politics, Justin.
You understand it, but you
does that mean I don't understand politics?
You think because
so what? Watch this real quick, yo. So Republicans are for the people, right? They make decisions based off the people's decisions.
Republicans actually allow more influence from taxpayers.
It's because they make more money, basically.
Taxpayers, right?
I just don't like the fact that you think I can't discuss politics because I've never voted here.
No, it's because...
You're wrong because I have voted since I became a citizen.
And that's because it's this year.
Okay, either or, bro. Like,
no, because my issue with you is you think because you yelling is going to get your point across, and you're not always right.
I never said I was always right, bro. You hate when I state my opinion.
No, you state your opinion like you're right.
No, you hate when I state my opinion.
Because it's not always right.
I never said it was right. It's my opinion.
Yo, Chad, the thing that I care about is I'm not really worried. You said the Republicans make sure that they are taking care of the American people. That's not so true.
It's not 100% true.
I'm telling you.
Neither side is 100% true.
Neither
side.
You got to, like, honestly, to keep it 100 with you, and I understand why you say, like, you got to be, like, independent and kind of, like, vote on one side. I understand where you're coming from. Trust me, I totally get that. But at the end of the day, Republicans do not have the best interest in our people. It has been proven.
The 5 percenters, the elites are Democrats, Lamar. The niggas at the helm of this shit.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
You always come at me when
I want you. I want you. You don't have an answer.
You don't read nothing.
Ooh, girl, that's
JJB out. You don't read nothing.
You read Reddit articles that make it true.
You don't do any research.
I would say that you know what you're talking about, but I will not agree with you in the fact that Republicans.
Nobody has to agree.
You know what you're talking about, but I will not agree with you in the fact that Republicans, as American and as much as they agree with the American way, the American way is to make sure that people form the government. We can decide like government. We ain't fucking with y'all right now.
What's your mother's religion?
My mother, her religion is whatever she say it is. You can't talk about I promise you, she Christian though.
Your mother is Christian. What's your father's religion?
My father's religion is Islam.
Okay,
bro,
what's your religion?
My religion is whatever I want it to be.
What is your religion, Lamar?
My religion,
You're a Muslim. Why did you choose Islam instead of Christianity? Why didn't you follow your mom? Did you do some kind of your own research to see which one best suits you?
Honestly, you know what's so crazy? Your interest? I did do my own research, and my own research led me to the fact that religion is not a thing amongst African people. So if you want to go there, we can go there.
So you're not a Muslim.
I chose to practice Islam at the age of 16.
Why?
Because of my pops.
Because of your pops.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess you did no research. You just wanted to follow in the footsteps of your father.
No, I did plenty of research.
Did you do any research on Christianity?
Yeah.
Okay, but you chose Islam.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I wanted to ask.
I know where Chizzy was going. That's why I was like,
all right. That's all I wanted to ask.
That's all right. You're right. But at the same time, though.
Now, with that being said, do you think Islam is the one and true religion?
I do not.
Okay. you're sitting here proving my point, bro.
I do not.
You're sitting here proving my point. You're making my point.
And I definitely will never say that.
What is your point?
One thing I would never say is Republican or Democrat does not equal to race, right? You can't say, like, as just because you're black that you.
The principle of decision making is similar. It's not the same, but the principle of decision making is similar.
It's similar, but it's not. It's similar, but you can't.
Yeah, it's the same with choosing a religion as it is with choosing
the only reason.
Aside to being in politics,
we can technically say that you can't really say like you're a Democrat or Republican off your race. You can't say that, right?
Thank you. That's the only thing I've been trying to say.
You can't
say that. Is the only thing.
But what I will say is
stance.
But what I will say is the best president that I have ever had as a black person was Obama.
And that may be true. And that may be true for me. Y'all don't know. Y'all just assume I'm sitting here.
As far as like picking a party.
You ain't no citizen. You just being able to vote. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. You regret it.
Right.
This shit like that.
I got you. Jess, I got you. No, as far as picking a party, I'm going to pick Democrat. I know where you're coming from. Trust me, I know where you're coming from.
The main thing
is. I had this whole conversation earlier. But I'm going to pick Democrat because.
Lamar felon and can't vote. So.
What? The person that I believe in,
two strikes.
Obama. That was the fucking president of my time that I definitely can believe in. I will always be Democrat.
But
at the same time, though, there's a lot of things Republican wise, and you know what? I really can't even Trump. I fucking can't stand him, but I will never say that he will. That nigga gonna tell you what he gonna do. Trump gonna tell you what he gonna do, how he gonna do it, and the way he gonna do it. In a Republican shit, I understand that, but I can never get with that. And I understand what Chad. I know both sides.
I understand why people don't like Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Trump.
I can't stand him. I can never say that he ain't never tell me he was gonna do.
Do I think he's prejudiced? Absolutely.
He's a racist. He's a racist. All that. 100%.
But you gotta. I get it. It's all intertwined and it's all bullshit.
And if you really think about,
I wish the country could run itself.
Yeah. Yo, listen.
Do you trust that?
I don't because you do need that centralized structure.
Because without government, there's no policing.
It's
Exactly. And so honestly, you need that structure.
It's no reason why.
So it's unfortunate that we're just going to have to suck it up and pick. That's what it boils down to. Suck it up, pick one.
That, you know what? You know what the main issue is, though? Like, the main issue is not the shit that black people need to be Democrat and vice versa, this and the third. The main issue is the niggas who say, I don't like it, I'm not voting at all, and then this
that's,
shit
yeah, happens. See, that's the fuck
you
up.
You know what I'm saying?
What I really don't agree with. Yeah. I can't agree with that, man. Like, you got to... I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, black or not. If you black, you got to vote because...
It was motherfuckers who voted for Julie Stein.
That's cool. I don't care.
Like you said, her platform might have made sense to them. But people that didn't vote fucked it up for everybody. And then complained. That's really the main issue.
What it boils down to, man, is to each his own. And guess what? There is going to be a platform that you're going to see that's going to appeal to you.
Right.
There is.
Yeah.
It's sad to say, but the Democratic platform, you know who it caters to?
Man.
It caters to impoverished people of color.
Yeah.
Right. Just like the
Republican. It does.
So here's my thing. And you don't believe that the Republicans cater to the 5% you were talking about.
Bro, they all in cahoots. Every last one.
They're everybody.
They're Americans, man. Bro,
like y'all said, the president don't run
it's
shit.
The House is insane.
It's a fucking puppet, bro.
And what's even more fucked up, and I can even take blame for this, is when we don't vote in 2018, the 2022s and shit like that. Because that's really what makes the shit.
You know why Bernie Sanders left the race?
Why?
Did we talk about this?
Was he 1,000 years old?
No. Did we talk about this?
No. I know he did. He couldn't
be bought.
I could see that.
He could not be bought.
You ever seen The Campaign? I know it's like not a serious movie, but you know, you saw how that's kind of like true, like, because they tried to buy Fat Boy from Hangover, and he was like, it's a mess. And then
Think about it, right? He knew what he was like. If anybody was going to go heads up with Joe Biden, it was going to be Bernie Sanders.
Right.
And he made that clear. He said he was not leaving this race. Fuck y'all. Fuck Elizabeth Warren. Fuck the rest of them bitches.
Who said that?
Fucking old Bernie. What's his name? Bernie. Yeah. He said, I ain't leaving.
Barry
fuck
Sanders,
y'all.
Bernie is Biden's side now, shit.
So you know, they heard that shit, and they call him in. And they were like, look, woo-woo, all right, you don't want to leave the race. You know what? You do have a damn good chance of being the Democratic representative. Mm-hmm. Here are the things we're going to need.
It's also like, who's in line?
Right. Here are the things we're going to need from you. This, you know, let's say you win the Democratic, you know, race, and you're going for president. You also have a damn good chance of winning the presidential election.
What was that?
So we're going to talk to you. We're going to let you know what we need. These are the things we have in place. You know, we're going to run the country. You're going to do as we say. And Bernie Sanders said, oh, fuck yourselves.
And then left.
Like, it was a sudden dropout. I don't know if y'all remember that shit. That shit was breaking news everywhere.
Yeah. It's a fact.
Like, it was fucking...
But it was a Friday.
Friday morning. Niggas just got paid. Everybody excited. Niggas going to head to the liquor store.
What's the next topic,
shit come across. You know what I mean? Bernie Sanders dropped
that. That's IG Live.
Like, what?
Nah, Facebook.
You know what I mean? Everybody's like, what? You start reading into it. Yeah. Niggas that's really in power. You know, niggas don't want to say it. The Rothschilds, all them niggas.
Shit with the song on.
They say, what do woo? We control the world's money. This is what we need you to do for us so that we can continue controlling majority of the world's money. Bernie Sanders was like, you know what? Fuck y'all. I'd much rather just go back over here and chill before I answer any of y'all.
I'm with you.
So MJ, do you even, like, you follow politics?
I do.
Because I barely do. No, I'm
gonna
be honest.
Like, to get the politics.
I'd rather watch The Last Dance. Like, but anyway.
Save the Last Dance.
Or OnlyFans. But anyway, like...
OnlyFans? Let me tell y'all, OnlyFans... OnlyFans has saved a lot of relationships.
Shit. Huh?
OnlyFans...
Anyway, so...
Where are you talking about, bro?
Boogie
not, night. And this is not me trying to be funny. When was the first time you voted?
2004? In 1996. No, that's the question. Yeah, it was 2008.
2008.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Six. But so you voted for Obama in 08, right?
Yeah, I followed.
Is we voted for Obama because...
Bro, you black.
Like, and you know what? If I was able to vote in 2008, guess who I would have voted
Chad,
for?
Obama.
Like, my because my grandma's still alive.
You couldn't vote for them?
Yeah.
I wasn't a citizen.
You was in high school.
I wasn't a citizen. Either way, I wasn't a citizen.
Oh, bad.
But even if I had an opportunity to vote,
we voted for Obama
like, because 2012 would have been your first time, right?
Right. Yeah. And even then, even though that would have been his second term, I probably would have still voted for Obama.
It's history, a lot of emotions charged
up. Yo, listen, I'm
with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, like you.
The only reason that I really voted for Obama is because he's black.
You're right.
I know politics, but
we know that.
Fuck politics, nigga. My president.
Obama is a good dude. He really is. He is a good dude.
Great dude.
He's a good person. I really think he's a good person. But but he did not run this country. He didn't.
He didn't run the country.
He didn't. He didn't.
You didn't even
Nobody in
man?
That Oval Office runs the country, bro. Right.
Yeah, you sound like Donald Trump.
No, you sound like a conspiracy theorist. No, and I'm with him.
I'm just saying nobody. I'm with him. Lamar, if you believe the niggas that sit in that Oval Office, if you believe the president runs this fucking country,
it's no way.
It can't. You can't.
Yeah, they can bring something to the table and they be like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
To be honest, at the meetings,
the president ain't even at the long table. He in the chairs in the back.
The thing is, though,
he broke his nigga in that meeting.
Yo, the only thing I can say is I'm happy about having a black press. I understand that
it's history.
Yeah, it's history. Like
that,
honestly,
that was
like,
your first year at Liz, right?
Wait. I came in on Liz in 09.
Oh, well. So that was your first year.
That was my first year.
Do you remember that night?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Man,
it was
ridiculous.
Oh, no, I was still
Everybody
high school.
In the school Yo. Was outside. Mm-hmm. Raining.
2012, it wasn't as
it shit. Wasn't as big.
That shit was still crazy. Oh, I was in
08. It was crazy.
Like, yeah. Like, it's pouring down rain outside, and there's literally 2,000-3,000 people outside.
Like, we literally playing Jeezy. I stayed at the Bible College, and I went to campus just to
participate.
Right.
Smoking jail.
And then they talking about my president is black.
Yeah, I was fucking
for
was fucking
4 or 5 hours. We out there playing the joint over and over again. But
that's all not that good either.
It's not. It was dumb.
That shit was good though.
Hey, but you know what? Willie J. Gilchrist for president.
That shit.
Why?
Gilly was the best chancellor we ever had.
So he can embezzle?
Yeah, he can take money from the U.S.
Yeah, he embezzled.
He would have tried to give us he would have took all our $1,200 checks.
I'm a bill at United States Stadium.
Gilly made sure there was
papping. I'm a put a U.S. baseball field in D.C.
Yo, Chad, you sent your $66?
Yeah, I sent my shit. Niggas was on his, bro. Like they going crazy.
Was that y'all dudes or something?
Nah.
Something trying to get Roebuck built back up.
Roebuck?
Yeah.
They trying to redo the stadium.
They're revamping.
The NCAA standard said if they don't have a new field by the time the season starts, no games will be played at Roebuck Stadium.
No, Roebuck.
They're going to have to play at Current Tuck. God damn.
I mean, what's wrong with the stadium?
Everything at Liz fucked up.
Yeah.
Everything at Liz.
Bro, you remember what was that home? Was it homecoming or was it Viking Fest?
Where was fucked up? You probably was there
by the new student center. It's like it was dirty.
Yeah,
and I was like, y'all could do better.
Homecoming. I heard that. Listen, was I the only you was probably there? You remember that night when Rock in the complex? You remember that?
Was blasting niggas up?
Oh yeah, okay. Talking about the same shit.
Yeah, like niggas used to get shot on campus all the time
and graduate.
And still graduate though.
Did he walk?
Yeah, he walked. He had an assault rifle.
Yeah, I ain't mad at
so,
him.
So it's a safety. Is it a safety issue with
and
Roebuck?
Valedictorian.
I don't know.
Summa cum laude.
Yeah, because they said the grass turf was trash, which that means this must have been a safety
they
issue.
They need to go.
Bro, that shit was already terrible.
You might
that
as well play
terrible.
In the street.
They
shit
need to terrible. Go play that shit at
that shit been
Mac
terrible.
U.
And somebody said it was a lie, too. The NCAA never told them that.
Mid-Atlantic.
Let me go look and see who it is.
She plugged, so I can believe her. But Dude, has Liz been good at sports in a while?
Hell no, bro.
Well, they was all right in basketball last year.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I seen the record.
They was doing their thing at Seattle.
It was straight.
Oh, I think the girls' basketball team really good, right? No, I know why they're good. Walker back, right?
You know what?
Is his son there?
I said, no, Bucci, he good. George D1. Washington. Yeah, yeah. D1.
We still live? We still live? Yeah. What's your most memorable moment at East City?
When Tony tongue kissed that girl at his probate.
Nah. Huh? That wasn't important.
He did that?
Yeah. Most memorable as far as like, whatever. It could be anything.
That day you knocked that dude out.
Come on, that's too easy, man. Oh. Yo, listen, as much as that was a thing, I got laid on my ass plenty of times. Yo, that's why I be trying to let people know, like, as much as that was a thing, I got put on my ass plenty of times. I got a lot of losses.
Don't feel bad, bro. Manny Pacquiao getting knocked out every once in a while.
But Manny Pacquiao is a fucking... He's a beast.
He better than Mayweather.
You call Manny Pacquiao...
It's because y'all the same complexion.
same better than Mayweather. Yo, listen, you can never see Manny Pacquiao.
So, he didn't fight Manny when he showed up.
Manny would never be as good as Mayweather in his life.
He would have beat him in 2010.
No, he would not.
All right.
Yo, listen, Manny is not
what's your brother named J.R. Felton?
Manny not
he'll
that
not,
good.
He'll knock Manny out.
I take that back. Manny is that good, but he's not as good as Mayweather.
Mayweather not that good anyway. Oh, I beat Mayweather the fuck up.
I believe. How much you weigh?
Who, me?
Yes.
255.
But you weigh 255. Mayweather soaking wet, probably 140.
Yeah, exactly.
Nigga, you beat his ass. Of course. He might knock you the fuck out.
I don't feel like his punches hurt.
Nah, they don't.
But it's a lot of them coming.
Bitch, you 255. Hey, Mayweather hit you, you're going to be like...
He hit me in my stomach, I probably fold.
But that's crazy, though. Yo, that's crazy, though. That nigga that can't beat your ass still making millions of dollars. That's fucked up.
Well, fuck me.
They might as well pay.
I'm broke, nigga, I know.
Nigga that can't beat your ass, he can't beat my ass. He can't beat nobody in. That nigga...
6ix9ine is living in luxury.
What's going on with 6ix9ine though? Yeah, what's that about?
He did.
Nah, he had to move because his neighbors caught him taking a selfie on his balcony and gave up his location.
Oh, man.
Shit got compromised.
He's still trying to start beef with people because he know he's protected.
Yeah, he's crazy. Either way, we got to
go. 6ix9ine tripping.
Hey, you had up. One more.
Yeah,
thing,
we got to go. And
Wolf sheep.
Man, I'm gonna ask Justin, do you know what a sheepdog is?
Sheepdog.
No. Sheepdog.
No, I don't.
I know what a sheepdog is, but I mean, what is a
sheepdog, Lamar?
Sheepdogs, they
I'm just run. Trying to. I'm just trying to give y'all some gems, man.
It's a dog that rounds the sheep up, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. They protect the sheep from wolves.
They make sure the sheep is. So, right? The dude that be like pastoring, he got the dude three. That be pastoring.
Two, I know this about to be some BS.
Nah, it's
the dude that be pastoring the dogs up. Yeah, I mean, pastoring the sheep up. He be like, "Yo, he got his little sheep dog. The shepherd got a sheep dog."
So a sheep dog is important, and even though a sheep dog spends most of his time with sheep, it's more like the wolf, and not like the sheep. Good night.
Oh my god.